And dear brethren, you might say it this way. The response at the end, we're coming to an end of the conference, and we wait on the Lord for what He has in mind. But she brought, Brother Jake reminded us, she brought all these treasures. She brought something precious to Him. I was just thinking that when the Lord, being the rightful King, He was born King, the wise men brought precious things before Him. In the days of Solomon, she brought things that are precious unto Him. So Saturday is going to be over if the Lord will leave us here. What kind of precious things we will bring tomorrow? We have enjoyed the presence of the Lord. We have enjoyed the precious word of the Lord. We have seen wonderful things that the Spirit, the word of God records unto us. But the challenge is now, what kind of response I will have for Him when I come into His very presence. This woman was challenged, and she had the right response. Happy are thy men, happy are thy servants. Blessed are they because they stand in thy presence, they hear your voice. And dear brethren, we have such a privilege. And the invitation for us is, let us come into the holiest with all boldness. And brethren, with such an invitation, let's take advantage of it. Let's come into the holiest of all and make much of Him, because that's what delights the heart. And so they now,
go ahead. We read verse 8 also. And that's the climax. And He says, blessed be the Lord, thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on His throne, to be king for the Lord, thy God, because thy God loved Israel, to establish them forever. Therefore made He thee king over them, to do judgment and justice. So here we have the real end of this account, which is really the scene that will be displayed in glory. But for us, the lesson, we recognize that God, the Father, hath given Him glory. He has exalted the Lord Jesus. He has given to Him, because the delight of the Father's heart, to give it to the Son. The one who glorified Him on the earth could say, the Father could say, sit at my right hand until I will make thy foes thy footstool. He has glorified Him there at His right hand, given Him a name that is above every name. Every gift is His, exalted high in the glory. That's where He has placed Him. We are His servants. Why? Because He loves His people. God loves His people, and He desires to give them joy, and that which fills His heart with joy.
And when she went back to her land, she never stopped talking about Solomon. And if you want to prove of that, you have the Ethiopian eunuch, who came back later on to worship, and then there the Spirit of God will introduce him to the one who is greater than Solomon. We're going to leave from here. We're going back to our own lands. We trust that the fragrance of the greatness of Solomon, as we will go out, we will talk to everyone about the greatness of our Solomon, the wisdom of our Solomon, the house that our Solomon have built, everything that is associated with Solomon that we belong to. And maybe others will be also attracted to him, just like the Queen of Sheba. I believe that when she went back and she preached and evangelized the whole Ethiopian country about the greatness of Solomon, and the fruit of it, we could see it even thousands of years later on in the New Testament.
And if I can raise a question, just a question. When God started dealing with Solomon, He said He magnified him exceedingly, exceedingly. These two words are very strong. To a man, what do you think God is going to do for His son? Mm-hmm.